Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Ooh, I just thought of another thing to put on my outline, and that just literally hit me. I'm here with Lo French, who's basically like my fairy godmother, like helps me handle my shit. She's been on my podcast a few times before. Life can get stressful, you know, and I need someone to help me out. You know what you are? If anyone watches the Kardashians, I guess maybe like you're the Stephanie to my Kim.
Oh my God, that's a huge compliment.
Well, like, that's right. That's, I feel like, what it is.
Thank you.
Except I'm not going on these exotic trips that I can just like bring you along. Like, I always watch the Kardashians and I'm like, how do they get to have all their people there? Like, that must be really expensive. Or people, like, are other people paying for their people to be there?
I predict by the end of 2019, we will go on trips together. Okay. Where we are working.
And oh, and I can just be like, I'm tired. Fetch me a Xanax.
Yeah, I'll be like, here's your Xanax, bitch. Bye.
Yeah, I know.
I'll go back to my nice hotel room that you paid for.
That I paid for. So basically, she's a part of my team.
Yes.
Which is like a kind of a theme of today's podcast. I mean, I'm going to be honest. And I feel like Lo always says, just be honest on your podcast, talk mm-hmm. about how you're feeling. And I feel like I'm pretty good at that. But sometimes when I'm really honest, I feel like I sound like I'm bitching and complaining and moaning and whining. And it's like, feel bad for me. And I don't ever want it to sound like that. So I hesitate to bitch.
But I told you that some of the podcasts where you're actually being honest and saying how you feel are the most relatable. And like for me too, and we're even friends, but I will be driving and listening and being like, ugh, I feel the same freaking way. And it's so nice to know you're not alone. Someone else is there. And I feel like, especially in your Facebook group, in your community, on your Instagram, that's why people relate to you.
Cool. Well, I'm fucking fatigued. And I think something's wrong with me.
I know.
No, I actually think something's wrong with me. For the last like month and a half, I have woken up every single day and been like, oh my God, my body feels like it can't do anything. Like getting up to go get like a bottle of water is like, it hurts. It's like I've been getting IVs once a week, B12 shots once a week. I'm like, I'm drinking less. Like I don't understand. Like I'm taking my vitamins. Mm-hmm. Like what the fuck is wrong? And like with that fatigue just comes from like, oh my God, I can't talk. I'm like, how do I even do a podcast? I'm like, I can barely, like, I just want to sit on my couch and stare at the ceiling or watch the OA, you know, like I need to like find a way to like, I don't know what it is. I'm convinced right now, or Bo's convinced it's an iron deficiency right now.
I mean, it could be,
or that like something is wrong because like it just doesn't feel right. And right. No, I'm not pregnant because my period just ended like yesterday. So it's not that.
We can hope. I'm crossing my fingers. We can hope for next month.
Listen, if I become pregnant, it better be after everyone's weddings because I am not going to be sober.
That would be okay with me.
For all of that shit.
I just want a baby soon.
I just want a baby too. I just like, I have that whole, you know, I've told you a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. I've talked about this on my podcast a bunch of times. Like I'm ready for that. But the way that I'm feeling right now, I'm like, if I had a baby, would this make it even worse?
No. And we've talked about this. And I actually talked about this with my friend Dom, who you know, just yesterday. You will become hyper-focused. You have to when you're a mom. And I know the moms listening can relate. I feel like all of my friends who become a mom become so productive because you learn how to do exactly what you need to do in
the
like
most
30 minutes
way possible.
Yeah, you like, I know you're very lazy. I know you identify with that. That's part of your identity. But I think that you're going to be lazy in different ways and you're going to use your time so efficiently that you wouldn't even know you are capable of right now.
Well, I've been thinking, I'm like, because I always have identified with being lazy because like I love to lounge.
But you're not,
but I'm like
that lazy though.
But no, I've been thinking about it because like, I realized, I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally responding to emails 24/7, having conference calls 24/7, having to do filming or a shoot or something, or work on something 24/7. That today, like when I had messaged you yesterday, I'm like, I have the day off. Thought I did. No, I had conference calls this morning.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But like, it's, I'm like, I'm not, it's like, okay, so I'm not lazy. That's not the right word. I just love to lay.
I think you're
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I love the way you lie.
I like, you're right. I don't know what it is.
You're one of the most productive people I know, as far as like when you get a task, I feel like you do it very fast. I've said this before, you're super decisive and you get a lot done. But I think it's that ambivert personality type that you have where you need alone time to recharge your batteries. Yeah. I don't think that's lazy. I think you think it is because it's usually on the couch.
Yeah, because what else am I going to do? Like, that to me is the most relaxing thing.
Right.
Like, I'm not going and getting massages, which I probably should. I'm not doing those things. Like, my time to, like, feel like myself again is to be on the couch with my dogs.
But
and
you're
Bo, if he's not too talkative. But when he's talkative, I'm like,
get out.
You need to not be here. Like, I love you more than anyone in the world. Like, when I did my audiobook.
Right.
Those days that I did my audiobook.
Oh, I remember that.
I came home and Bo was trying to talk to me. And I'm like, I really need you to know something. Like, I'm going to preface this with how much I love you. But, like, you can go if you want. And he's like, okay, I'll go see, I think it was Spider-Man or something. He's like, I'll go see Spider-Man at the Grove by myself. And I'm like, that is the nicest thing you've ever done for me. Cause like, I want to be able to engage with you. I don't want you to feel like I'm ignoring you, but like, I can't talk anymore.
Right.
My brain, I don't have any more like left to give. My energy has been like, my soul and energy has just been sucked out from reading my own book all day long for 3 days that it's like, I can't do it. And I get like that after a podcast. I get like that after filming. I get like that after an appearance. I get like that after I've had too much human interaction or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, but you know, maybe I'm overthinking it and I'm putting this negative, because like I said, I was just talking to you about this before we started the podcast. Mm-hmm. My last episode I did with Christina Kelly. And I talked about The Secret a lot because I watched like that. I watched a Netflix documentary, like one of those like not that great documentaries. You know, it looks like somebody did it on their like within like 10 minutes.
Whatever. It's on Netflix. So
it's
congrats.
On Netflix. And but I was interested in it. And like one of the things they say is like positive thinking is so much more important than negative thinking. And when you do have negative thoughts, you become those negative thoughts. So Completely. Maybe I've just had so many negative thoughts about like, I can't do this. I can't be in public anymore. I can't talk to anyone anymore. Or like, I need to go home. Or this is who I am and deal with it. That maybe if I started thinking more positively and I convinced myself I'm something that I'm not, I would become that thing.
But I think you are that thing. Also, I really identify with that. And it's funny because I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping lately, which is something I've never had. I've always been the person who's like hit the pillow within 5-10
minutes.
That
is so lucky.
I'm asleep. And lately, I don't know if it's like anxiety or stress or what, but it takes me like hours to fall asleep. And then through the night, I'm waking up and I'm like wide awake. And it's so frustrating.
You know, there are like pills, and I don't even mean prescription pills. Like, you can take melatonin.
I'm looking into that now.
Melatonin is like a natural herb. Like,
but I've heard that if you take too much of it, then your body stops producing it. I don't know, whatever. I texted my cousin who's a doctor, and I was like, how much can I take without being unsafe? So I am doing that, but I was talking to Kristen and she gave me this meditation that you can do before bed. And of course I'm going to forget the guy's name.
Are you talking about the app?
No, it's a YouTube video.
Oh, cause I told Kristen this. I was like, you need to start. Cause I would do this between, I actually think they might be one of my sponsors.
Really?
This week. Well, we're about to find out, but I actually do this. Like, I need to start doing this more.
Yeah.
But like the first like couple years of Vanderpump Rules, like the schedules were always so weird for filming that sometimes it could be like four scenes in one day, and I'm like, I can't do this, and I don't have time to like decompress. I didn't have time to do anything. So then I discovered like doing a meditation app for 10 minutes and I would do it for 10 minutes in between a scene. It would put me to sleep and then wake me up within 10 minutes. And it felt like it would feel like I had the best night's sleep ever. And I was just like ready to tackle on like the fucking world. Like I was just like meditation apps and stuff like really, it really works.
My brain is always going so much with work that it's hard for me to get into that meditative state where you really feel like out of your body. But I listened to this video that she sent me and I think his name is Wayne Dyer. I don't know. The guy basically says when you lay down at night and you go through your day and you go through everything you wish you would have done and you go through everything you did wrong and you go through everything you're worried about, you're then going into this period of rest where your brain is kind of marinating on that. And then you wake up and you're in the same cycle. So instead, when you lay down for bed, give yourself positive affirmations. Exactly what you were talking about when you were like self-talk, right? So I am prosperous. I am creative. I am thriving. I'm happy. Like whatever you can say to kind of make yourself feel grateful, you then kind of dream that and marinate on it and then wake up the next morning. So it's like changing your cycle.
Yeah.
So even though I still wake up in the middle of the night, I really try to consciously tell myself all of the positive affirmations.
Yeah.
So I can like shift that because God forbid, if I don't go back to like being able to sleep like a normal person, I'm going to die.
That sucks. What's that like to like be able to like sleep normally your whole life?
I've always been a person that gets 8 to 10 hours. I don't understand people who can do like 4 to 6, like CEOs or whatever. No,
that's insane. And that's just unnatural. And like they can all go someplace and live on an island together.
Exactly. Because
I don't want to be around them.
Yeah. No, I really value sleep. And I think that the reason I can be so focused and engaged all day, like I've literally been going since 7 a.m. and I'm here and it's 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Is because I can get good sleep, but it's just been the last, I don't know, 3 weeks.
That's so weird.
It sucks.
Maybe it's like a weird Mercury in retrograde that we just don't know about.
But it's over.
But that's what I mean. Like a different type of Mercury in retrograde. Like maybe. Neptune in Escalade.
Yes.
You know?
That's what it is.
It's something weird to where I am fatigued because I still have trouble sleeping, but I'm fatigued all the time.
In Escalade?
In an Escalade. Neptune and Escalade.
Yeah. Dog driving?
Totally. I like that. Neptune and Escalade. I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to be like, you know what's wrong right now? Neptune is in Escalade. That's what's wrong.
People are going to be like, oh my God, she's totally right.
Yeah, she's on to something.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm working really hard within myself to like figure it out. 2019 is all about self-care.
Yes. So, self-care AF.
AF. So I've really been trying.
So I need to figure out what's wrong with me.
You do. I think there's a lot of, I don't know. I don't know if you're deficient in something or what. I feel like you're in a period of transition. There's a lot happening right now and it's all really good, but you're like adjusting.
But and every single day I wake up nauseous. Like every single day I'm anxious about my book. I'm so nervous. I can't even begin to think straight. Like everyone's like, are you so excited? And I'm like, yes, I'm very excited. But the feeling of like nervousness and anxiety is it overwhelms my excitement because I'm just so I spent so long on this book.
Right.
And I put my heart in this. And like this is something I've wanted to do for 10 years, mm-hmm. like I went to college for English writing and literature. And like, I've always known at some point I wanted to write a book. And the fact that in less than two weeks, it's going to be out and people might just be like, it sucks, is so terrifying. It is debilitatingly terrifying. It's all I think about, which is it's been helpful because it's helped me to not eat as much as I normally do. So it's I'm nauseous all the time and like Beau's like, right. You don't eat, and I'm like, I can't. Like I can't. This isn't actually a choice right now. I just constantly am nervous and I'm just constantly stressed about it. Yeah. And I want it to be out and I'm just like envisioning like May when it's already going to be out and what's done is done and it's there. And if people love it, I would be fucking thrilled and I'll be able to rest easy. And if they don't love it, well, at least it'll be over. Mm-hmm. And I will have already gone through that week of self-loathing when I hear that people don't like it.
What I really hear when you're saying that is that you're afraid of judgment.
I think it's like more like afraid of failing.
I don't think you're going to fail. But I like, I part of me likes that you're nervous because it's normal. Like if you were putting out your first book and you were like, yeah, this is going to be great. It's going to be a bestseller. I'm going to be awesome. It's too cocky. Like,
no, I'd prefer to be cocky right now.
No,
I would sleep really well.
No, and I would, you humble.
I would be comfortable every day. I would.
How much more rewarding is it going to feel when you feel like it's going to fail and then it does really great?
Totally. And then what if it doesn't do really great?
Well, then we move on and we do something else. But yeah. I think it'll be good. From what I see on our Facebook group and on your social and everything, people are really excited about it.
No, and that's the feedback that I've gotten. Like every press interview I do, like everything that my publishers are saying to me, they're like, your pre-orders are insane. Like everything is even better than we thought it was going to be. But that still doesn't change the fact that it's not out yet, you know?
Yeah. It's like, and your, like, kid going to college.
It really, yes. I would imagine that's, yeah, if I was a parent, that's what it would be like.
It's, yeah,
like
you're releasing it into the world.
I am. Like, it's going out there. My thoughts, my feelings, my ideas, like, that's going out there. It's not just like a podcast episode. This is going to live. And I mean, granted, these podcast episodes do live too, but right, not in the same.
But this is in print. Yeah. It's a physical thing.
I talk about Scientology. They might come for me.
Oh, God. They would, like, come for you already, though, right?
I'm like, it's a lot of, yeah, of pressure. And if you guys don't like it, I'm just going to need you to lie to me. That's what I'm going to say to my Khaleesi's right now. If you don't like it, please lie. That would really help me out.
I think the old the old classic saying of treat others as you would like to be treated is valid here. So if for some random reason you don't like it, which I can't think of, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Just hold your tongue.
I mean,
go return it to your bookstore if you feel you need your money back. If you need
your money back, yeah, just don't let me
know.
Or
give it to a friend who would like it, because there are people around the world who are going to fucking love it.
Well, I just feel like I'm not curing cancer.
No.
You know, I'm not solving diseases. I'm not like... I'm hopefully this is a book that at least like I say this all the time, that like my podcast gives me a sense of purpose, because when I check my Facebook group on like Straight Up with Stassi on the Facebook group, I'm like, look at these like women and some men that are like connecting with each other like wanting to meet up with each other, and they're posting things just for each other, and that makes me feel like I gave birth to like a bunch of kids that get along. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like I gave birth. I'm like Kris Jenner and my kids aren't fighting.
Right.
Like it's like they want to hang out with each other. And that makes me feel like I have a purpose. I'm like, okay, we're putting out something that's like making people feel, yes, like less alone. And like, okay, their weird thoughts or what their likes or dislikes are like totally normal. Like, yeah, nothing is not normal. And like, mm-hmm, I wanted that to be the theme of my book. Like, I think that some people might expect it to be a little bitchier, and granted it is, there are some bitchy moments, and like I'm judgy, mm-hmm, but my overall theme in it is like, embrace your fucking basicness.
Yeah,
embrace whatever it is that makes you and don't turn back. Like, that's next level basic. That's basic 2.0. don't be ashamed of that. But that might be too nice for people.
I think what's really cool about your Facebook group is that it's so diverse. And if there's anything that all of those people have in common, it's that they embrace who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They embrace their own uniqueness and they're totally themselves in that group. And then they go to each other for problems or for recommendations.
I love seeing that. I love seeing those posts. I'm like, oh my God, I love that they're asking. Everyone's like asking each other questions and wanting to connect. I'm like, this is beautiful.
And shout out to the admins. There are four girls who who monitor that group, but they make sure that it doesn't turn into one of those horrible Facebook groups that is just shit talk and judgy and like mean and screenshotting to other groups. Like, I hate that.
No, those groups, trust me. And now like we're involved since Bo and I love 90 Day Fiance. He's he did it first. He became like members of like some 90 Day Fiance groups, and he like, he'll go and like read everything and show me. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
it's gnarly.
People are really mean.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, I'm like, don't show me Vanderpump Rules. Mm-mm. I don't want to see it. It's so mean.
I'm not in any of those groups because I can't even begin.
There's no fucking point in doing that. And so, yeah, I like that my podcast group, it's like a safe space for me to like check and connect with my, like, with listeners, because
yeah,
if I just saw nothing but shit, that would be disheartening.
They also talk about real life, basic shit, not like, not shows, not stuff that's too controversial.
Yeah.
They keep it normal. Anyway.
So next level basic, you guys, if you haven't fucking bought it,
buy it.
Please, please go buy it, because it's so important to me and it's my fucking baby. And if you want to come out and see me on my book tour, I'm going to a bunch of different cities. I just added Dallas to the list.
Yes.
Just check my Instagram for those locations. You have to buy tickets though, so you can't just show up. A lot of people are thinking that they can show up, and they've like, I've seen so many people are like messaging me being like, I saw that it sold out. Is there another list I can get on? I'm like, oh, you had to buy it. You had to. I'm not in control of that.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I can do. But I would love to see everyone, and just please go buy it and lie to me if you don't like it, you guys. All right. Yeah, people. So this organically happened, but we've been talking about like meditating and all that and being stressed. And I've talked about the Calm app a lot because I really do actually believe in meditating to get energy. And I need to just like start committing to doing that more, because it's almost like sometimes working out, you're like, okay, I got to actually make an effort to do this. And sometimes I just like don't feel like making that effort. But if you're somebody who has trouble sleeping or has anxiety or has, you know, just stress all of the time, which all of us do, let's be real. No one is sitting around being like, life is great and stress free and I have no worries. I don't care if you're the richest Real Housewife on one of those shows. You gotta have stress. Everyone has stress in different ways, even if it's about picking out their fucking paint colors. No matter what, everyone feels stress and everyone needs help with that. And not everyone wants to be medicated. And so when you're stressed and anxious, you feel exhausted during the day, and then you go home and you can't fall asleep, like we were just talking about. So that's why we are partnering, and I have partnered with Calm. Okay, it's the number one app to help you reduce your anxiety and stress and help you sleep better. And more than 40 million people around the world have downloaded it. So if you go to calm.com/Stassi, and that's calm.com/Stassi, you'll get 25% off a Calm premium subscription. So that includes guided meditations and with issues like anxiety, stress, focus. So if you need to focus more, all of that stuff, there's something for everyone. There's also sleep stories, which are like bedtime stories for adults, and like that helps you relax. They have so much something for everyone. So if you are suffering from any of those things, which I'm pretty sure every single one of you are, go to calm.com/Stassi and you will get 25% off your Calm premium subscription. Along with like actually having anxiety and stress and all that, a lot of us are freaking suffering from migraines. This has only happened to me like a few times in my life, but my little brother Nikolai suffers from migraines, I would say, 3 times a week, to the point where he throws up. And there are a lot of people who tell me that experience that and they don't know what to do. Sometimes it's not enough hydration. Sometimes it's totally, everyone has different reasons as to why they're getting migraines and these headaches. But it's also really hard to make a doctor's appointment and then wait for a doctor's appointment, find a doctor that you like, and then have to drive to a place to meet him and then hope that it's actually going to work out. This is why I've partnered with Cove, because they're basically on a mission to make migraines less of a headache for you guys. So because everyone's migraines are from a completely different place, and basically you'll have a consultation with this person and they will get a better understanding and an efficient and good understanding of what it is that's giving you migraines and come up with a plan for you that's personalized. So you get your personalized supply of medication delivered directly to your door after you have a consultation with this doctor. So basically he reviews your symptoms and determines what the best course of treatment is for you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to worry about waiting for a long time. A doctor who is licensed to practice medicine in the state that you live in will be the one who prescribes your monthly medication and oversees your process. So you'll be able to contact this person, and it's no joke, this situation. This is just such a convenient and safe way to try and manage your migraines. And all the medication prescribed by the doctors at Cove is FDA approved. You have nothing to worry about. So if you're somebody who suffers from migraines or knows someone that suffers from this because it's debilitating, let them know about this. Go to cove.com/Stassi. So that's cove.com/Stassi. And you will get your first month of treatment free. Free, people. Free, 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 free. A whole month free. So go to cove.com/Stassi, cove.com/Stassi, and get a month free and try this out because migraines freaking suck. The worst.
They do.
All of these ailments, I'm telling you, it's Neptune in Escalade right now.
It really is. I used to get really horrible migraines to the point where I had to go to the hospital to get them away.
That's like Nikolai.
That sucks. I feel so bad for him.
What was the reason why you did?
So there, like you said, there's like a couple different places that a migraine can stem from. And most of the drugs like Excedrin and those kinds of over-the-counter drugs target a certain part of your brainstem. But mine were coming from like a different part of my brainstem. I don't know. Every ailment I've ever had is like super complicated. But by the time I was like maybe his age, I don't know how old he is, but I think I was like 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. I was prescribed Vicodin.
What?
And I was on anti-nausea pills and anti-seizure pills because they were trying to figure out, like a neurologist was trying to figure out what was happening. And I did that for a long time. And then at some
point,
my mom was like, my very young teenage daughter is taking these really hardcore drugs. There's got to be a different way. And we ended up seeking out a chiropractor that went to our church. And I went to him like 4 times a week. I went to him a lot at first. Mm-hmm. And I did it over a couple of years. And slowly they became further and further apart and less intense. And I think it was a combination of so many things, like my stress level going down, that kind of like aligning my spine and I don't know what.
That's crazy. Just like how much goes into health and how much goes into just something like a migraine.
But I will say, like, it's the same for a lot of people. You can't see any light. Smells are really intense. It makes you want to vomit.
I've only had this experience a few times.
Yeah.
And one of them was in New York recently. Oof. When I was at Hamilton.
No.
Yes.
That sucks.
It was the worst. And I thought, because I just like, I woke up in Nashville that morning and I'd never been more hungover in my life. And mm-hmm. to the point, and then I had to fly to New York for Watch Happens Live. And I almost stayed in Nashville another night. So I'm like, this is an awful hangover. Then it turned into like, I like drank so much water. I did all the right things. I got an IV. I got everything. The next morning in New York, awful. Right. A different kind of like a headache. It was like, oh my God, this is what people talk about where like I can barely like open my eyes. Mm-hmm. But when I close my eyes, it's still so painful that I don't know what to do with myself. And then I had tickets to Hamilton. I'm like, I'm not gonna not go.
Yeah,
but I was sitting there being like, I've listened to the soundtrack, I was obsessed. I can't miss it, but I'm sitting there like, this is really next level pain.
Yeah,
like this is next level fucking migraine. Like now I understand. And taking Excedrin migraine
doesn't do anything.
I'm like, does it work for anyone?
I also think that once your migraine gets to a certain point, that kind of stuff doesn't work. And the difference I've decided is that a headache is like, I'm grabbing my forehead right now, literally in your forehead. Uh-huh. A migraine starts from like the base of your neck and completely washes over your entire body.
My whole entire brain was done
and
just pulsing and just weird. And it was, fuck migraine.
It's horrible.
So ailments. Yeah. So on top, on top of that, well, I mean, lots has been going on. And I just feel like also, you know, when you're feeling like this, if you're feeling fatigued, okay, or you're feeling like you can't sleep at night and all that, and like your friends and family, like, don't understand, like, I can't do anything today. Like, I need the day off. Like, right. One of my best friends is like, her son's birthday is on Sunday, and she just reminded me about it. And I'm like, I need to stay. Like, I need to stay home. Like, I need people to understand this. There's so much going on, and I feel so overwhelmed. And everyone warned me for the last 6 months, April is going to really be hard on you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard on you. Your book comes out. There is going to be something every day, things every day, all day long, that you are going to have to just be on top of. And so I, like, prepared-ish myself right. for it. But, like, now that I'm here, I'm like, no. I totally wasn't prepared for it. And on top of that, I have managerial problems. And this is why, you know, I'm very thankful for you. I like to keep my team. That's the only way I know how to describe it. My team really small.
Your circle.
My circle, like, with people that I trust, like, even my agents, I love. Mm-hmm. Emily, my publicist, one of the closest people now to me. I've worked with her for like 6 years,
right.
maybe longer. Like, I really like to have, like, just that intimate type of team vibe. I don't like having, I don't like rolling deep. Mm-hmm. I don't like lots of, you know, I don't need like lots of extras.
Right.
You know, I just, you know, it takes a lot to trust people. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like people should give that away so easily. And people shouldn't give that to me easily. People shouldn't trust me like easily. I want to earn people's trust. I want to earn a place in their lives. Like, and I just feel like that should be a thing, but I am pissed. So on top of being fatigued, on top of feeling like I'm iron deficient or whatever the fuck that is,
right.
I am angry and I have been livid.
I can't wait to hear the story.
So I have been somebody that hasn't had a manager. I don't have a manager. I have agents. I have a publicist. I have you. I have a team of people, but I haven't really seen the, I'm as much as I'm like, oh, I like to be lazy. I've handled my shit without a manager for 7 years now.
Right.
So I've looked at everyone else that I know that has managers, and I'm like, what are they actually doing? Like, what, we're on Vanderpump Rules. So you can't get another like TV job right now. You can't, like, what is this person actually doing that's, like, that you're willing to give up a percentage of your income for? Like, I've never really understood that. And because, like, I have, you know, the book is now coming out, Vanderpump Rules was going on, merch now is coming out, and now I'm planning my podcast tour for September. Everyone was like, you need to get a manager, you need to get a manager, you need to get a manager. And I'm like, fine, mom, like, fine, I'll do it. Like, that's what I felt like. I felt like a little kid where everyone's just like, you need to have somebody that is like handling all the shit.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll try. So I tried somebody. I'm going to call her Jane.
Super great.
Just a random name.
Jane. Also, I like how you casually dropped, like, merch is coming out.
Yeah, merch is coming out.
Because, hey, guess what, guys?
Merch is coming out.
We're working.
And it's so good. And I finalized everything today.
And it looks sick. And it looks Let awesome. Me tell you, I want every single piece. I hope and you give it to me for free.
Shit that I want to wear and use. And I just, like, can't. I'm really fucking. It's very specific to Next Level Basic.
You guys are going to die. It's so good.
It's good. Just a few things right now, but like, just
it
like,
will grow. Don't
it'll
worry.
Grow. But like, this is just the start of the merch sitch
empire.
But so I was like, fine, I will try a manager. I'll try Jane out, all of that. And, you know, I'm somebody that it's just like, I really hate taking meetings unless they're absolutely necessary.
Right.
Like, I don't waste my time, and I don't want to waste somebody else's time.
Right.
Like, we all have shit to get done. There's all things that we'd all prefer to be doing. Life is about being happy. So, like, let's not put ourselves in situations that are unnecessary, because we just want to be happy and live our lives.
Right. We don't need to overcomplicate anything.
Yes.
Don't break it if it isn't broken.
Yes, exactly.
Don't fix it if it isn't broken.
Whatever. So I met with one person, Jane, and I was like, fine, you know what? I'll do it.
And she came recommended.
She came recommended.
Yeah.
but like initially I was like, something in my gut is just telling me this isn't a good fit, but I am so lazy. This is where I think I'm lazy. I'm too lazy to go actually meet with more people because I just don't like having those awkward meetings. This did happen, of like being like, okay, I have to go to another lunch meeting where somebody, I have to like talk to someone about being my manager. Like, I hate it. I really don't like doing that type of stuff.
Okay, pause. Were more, I have two questions. Were more people recommended to you? Was there an offer to set up?
She was the first on the list. There were more offers to go meet with more people. This is my fault. This is my fault. Well, also,
I don't have a second question.
She was 20 minutes late to my first meeting that I met her. So I sat there at a lunch by myself for 20 minutes. I'm like, really? I'm about to get up and leave. Timeliness is like very important to me. Fine.
I feel like if I was ever 20 minutes late to meet you and didn't text you, like let you know, you would have left.
I mean, she contacted like my my publicist and like then who contacted me. So like I knew, but there's still, it's like, it's super easy to be on time. I've never.
You're also like the most punctual person.
But I've never understood like how people can't.
Right.
Make it on time.
I don't like that either.
I try sometimes to be late when I know that I'm meeting up with people that I know will be late. Right. And I still can't do it.
Right.
I'll set my alarm for 30 minutes later. I'll take my fucking time getting ready. And no matter what, I am still on time. It's like I have this curse.
That's why you and I are similar.
This curse. Well, it works and it's efficient. And we're not wasting each other's time.
True.
So
a level of respect.
So I already had like a weird feeling and I'm like, this person's talking to me about like how she's never seen Vanderpump Rules before. She doesn't know my podcast. What is it that I want to do? And I'm like, this is already odd. But like, I'm supposed to have a manager, so I should probably do this. And I don't feel like doing this again. So I went with Jane.
Right.
And I did this. And I had one request, literally one fucking request in terms of getting a manager. I need to get merch out. Can I say merch on my podcast? Do people know what merch is?
Merchandise.
I don't know. I mean, it just sounds products. Like, it sounds so douchey just to say no. Merch over and over again.
No, people know what merch is. And I think that your Khaleesi's have been asking for merch for a long time. So.
Well, I feel like I only recently just knew what merch meant.
Are you serious?
Like, I'm like, why is everyone abbreviating merchandise at the same time?
Stop.
Like, I thought it was like a millennial thing to just say merch. I didn't realize that this is no an everyone thing.
There's little moments where you're disconnected with reality. Yeah. And this is one of them.
I totally
merch
didn't know.
Is a widely used term. You can look it
so
up.
So it's
in
not
dictionary.
Douchey for me to say merch 47 more times on this podcast.
Nope, go for it.
Fantastic. So merch. That was my main thing. I'm like, listen, this is something I can't handle on my own.
Right.
I need a manager that's actually going to get this going. This is 2 months ago, probably over 2 months ago.
Right.
I need this to get going so that this is out with my book because it's like, come on, us basic bitches need this shit. Mm-hmm. We all need this shit. And a week ago, well, besides a bunch of times when I, this Jane was like, let's go out and get to know each other, which AKA meant like, go out and get drunk. And I'm like, I'm sorry, it's a Saturday night. I'm not going to this is literally miserable for me. I don't go out on a Saturday night, like unless there's a reason.
This like, makes me feel like she watched one episode. She of watched season one Stassi.
Season one, episode one, and thought like this
is what I have to do to impress this
yes,
person.
But I said,
act like I have no idea who you freaking are and get totally wasted.
Yes. And I'm like, but I so actually wrong. Said in the moment, I'm like, I need to explain who I am to you. Like,
you
I am someone that like doesn't really like to go out unless there's a reason. Mm-hmm. I really value my like alone time. I value my home time. Like I don't like this right here. Isn't I made it a huge point to express who I was in the most like exaggerated way so that she could get it. And it still wasn't received. Like it wasn't received. So I'm like, okay, we're already not getting along. Like I'm not here to just like party with someone. I'm not hiring someone to party with them. Like I'm not a circus clown that's just like going to go out with somebody. Like that's not.
You don't need anyone else to go out with.
That's not me. Like, yeah. But it's not my personality.
Right.
And so all of that was happening and I just felt weird about it and all of that. But I still was like, you know, I'm going to do this trial run. I'm going to like keep going with it. I'm going to see what, you know, she brings and see if it enhances the situation and helps sure. out my agents, helps out my publicist, helps out you, helps out everyone around me. And I just kept feeling like this is adding more stress to me than it actually is like helping. Like every, and I hope, I, you know, I'm sorry if this isn't relatable because this is like a an entertainment industry thing, but whatever. This is what's been on my mind over the last, you know, couple of days, and it's pissing me off. So I'm just going to vent and talk about it. But
I think I can make this actually relatable to people. Picture this as like a colleague of yours who is your first impression when you're talking to a new person you're going to sell something to, or a new client or something like that. Like, this is someone who is supposed to be a representation of you and put your best foot forward. And it's just totally nothing like you.
Yes. It's the opposite of just, yes. It's just
like
not
a super embarrassing boss.
Yes. Yes. It's like that. And I'm just like trying to like keep going with it. And finally last week, I'm like, besides the fact that I know we're not just the same type of person, you know, not that I have to be like everyone I work with. It's just, I need to be, we need to have like the same kind of vibe.
Right.
I need to like have people around me that at least we have the same type of vibe and understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
respect each other.
And yes. And that, and she was shit talking her ex-clients, which was all red flag number 47.
Seriously.
And I'm like, I know the client that you're talking about, and I'm actually friends with this person. And like, little do you know, like, big mistake. Okay. So now I'm putting that in my back pocket. And I've started just being like, you guys, I don't think this is necessary. Every time she calls me, it's about things that were already like about things I answered to my agents. Like, you're literally just calling me about what I just got off the phone about with my agents. This right. is like, you're now just wasting my time. Nothing new is happening. And it's very weird. And just like, you're trying to seem busy, like you're doing something, but you're not doing anything. And finally, last week, I'm like, my book's coming out in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You had 2 months to do merch. Two effing months to get that done, to get a deal done so that I could start creating things. And that still hasn't happened. This, you know what? After all of the advice I got from people, and I really was like patient, and I, you know, God bless everyone who's like working around me. Like, they've been so helpful. I'm like, I'm making this decision. It's not a good fit. Not like, this doesn't need to be a fucking breakup. I barely know this person.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, we're gonna let Jane go. And recently, over the last couple days, I was told by somebody who I am very close to that, so this person met Jane and was like, oh, I hear you rep Stassi. And Jane was like, No, where'd you hear that? What do you mean? Where'd you hear that? And my friend was like, I don't know, like around, like I don't know. Like, I just saw, I thought you were. And she's like, no, she's not ambitious enough for me. She's not to my level right now. And she's not hardworking. She's not ambitious enough. And my friend was like, well, she has a book coming out. She's on Vanderpump Rules. She has a podcast, and she's going to go on a podcast tour in fall. And like, what are you talking about? And she just kept saying, I'm not ambitious enough, which then made me already. I'm like, I'm going to light this person on fire.
Right.
I'd love to use her real name because I'm furious. I am furious.
This is where the season one Stassi really does come out, where you come up with like the best punishments for people
just
for doing
honestly,
something horrible.
Lighting on fire is probably worse than any of the other things I could do.
It's pretty bad.
It like that to me sounds like the worst. I don't even need to get creative. I want to light this person on fire, and right. I won't say her name. Not going to do any of that. But I'm pissed.
Yeah,
I am pissed because you can say a lot about me. You can call me bitchy. You can say I'm moody. You can say a lot of things, but to say I'm not ambitious or hardworking is so fucking insulting.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is that just so rude, it affects my livelihood.
Right.
I have no idea who else she's telling this to. If she told somebody close to me this, not knowing this person was close to me, who the fuck else is she going to her stupid managerial lunches with talking shit about me the way that she talked shit to me about someone I know? Like, and I'm annoyed. So in my brain today, all I can think about is how I'm fucking fatigued, how I am so angry about this person, and We let her have it privately. Like I was like I didn't do it.
The classy bitches we are.
I didn't do it, but I had somebody reach out and be like, we all know what was said and this needs to not happen again in a respectful way. And she's lucky I didn't send her a flaming pile of shit to not her home address, to her the company that she works for.
Right.
Because it is the most unprofessional thing I've ever heard. There's no bad blood. It just didn't work out. Sometimes people don't just jive well.
Right.
And there's no harm in that. And like to all of a sudden get so defensive that you're let go to then shit on my name on some, you like take anything, say anything but that.
Right.
It's like calling me disloyal. Like those are two things that will really, really upset me. Because I know how loyal I am and I know that I try really hard and I'm working. I'm trying to, as much as I joke about being lazy, I am working really hard and I'm trying really hard to build something. So fuck off.
Right.
And I'm just, that is my mood. So if you have a boss or colleague that does shit like this to you, I am sorry. That's really unfortunate.
It's the worst. And I think.
And I feel like this is going to come back to bite me in the ass, even though I'm not saying her name. I just feel like it'll still come to bite me in the ass. But you know what? I don't care. I don't give a fuck because this is should not be allowed. It's like when we're allowing James Kennedy to get away with fucking body shaming and the shit that he gets away with. And he gets all of these like pull me scenes fucking peppered in Vanderpump Rules because we got to humanize him in some way. And Katie ends up looking like an asshole when I know she finally is just standing up to someone who has body shamed her for 3 years, three fucking years. She looks like the asshole and gets all of this hate, but like we're not allowed to call out somebody who's doing the actual body shaming and hate on her.
It's horrible.
That's why I feel like I'm gonna fucking say it. This girl, Jane, who I fucking was with for a good 2 months and gave it a trial run, she is not allowed to go out and say shit like that.
Right.
That is horrific. That is awful.
Well, and what I will say is that for people, when you see news like that, like if you see Jane takes this and makes something of it, or if when you see James fucking getting all these little tidbits and Katie looking horrible, use your brain, people. Use your brain. Think of the situation. Think a little bit deeper about it. These people are digging their own graves. Like the best thing that I can tell myself when I hear situations like this, because it's so frustrating to hear someone talk to you like that or talk about you like that, knowing you and knowing who you are and how hard you work, is that they're literally digging their own grave. The thing about being in our industry, but especially in any industry, is being honest and being liked. And I know a lot of people can get to the top by being dishonest, but that person, if they keep treating people like this, is going to get what is coming. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the best that I can do in my personal life is just trust that like karma is coming for people and do my best to be a good person and to try to like put forth what I want to come at me, you know? And I think holding people accountable,
people need to be held accountable.
They do.
I've been held accountable. I'm held accountable when I say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And I take ownership for that.
Completely.
I'm punished for it correctly. Rightly so. Punished for it.
But then you
and
grow.
And then I own it. I apologize. I learn from it. And like that's holding people accountable.
Yeah.
So while I'm not going to say her name, and I don't. And if anyone goes and tries to figure out her name, please don't. And hate her. Don't go and hate on her or anything like that. Like it really isn't worth it. It's just, I'm going to tell my story because I'm pissed.
Right.
And now I know I don't want a manager. I don't
think you need one.
I don't. You know what? We all can handle, like, I've been handling my shit. Everyone around me has been handling my shit for so long. I don't need to add an extra person on the team just to be like, I have a manager.
Yeah, no.
Because to me, that's sometimes what it feels like.
There's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Well, I have a manager. I don't care.
I manage my own life.
Like, I don't care. Like, there are a million managers out there that are fantastic. And so like, sure. I don't want to be like shitting on the whole managerial role in like the entertainment industry, because that's not true. There are a lot who are actually fucking hustling and, you know, really helping people out and doing what they need to do. But my experience just sucked. And I'm like, I felt it in my gut. I need to trust my intuition more, because every time I don't go with it, it just bites me in the ass. And I'm right. Like, I should have just I should have just trusted it.
This has been a theme for us and everything we've been talking about. Trusting your gut.
Trusting your gut.
So important.
Maybe that's why I'm fatigued, because I didn't trust my gut. So, maybe. Like I said, drink more beer so that your gut gets bigger, because we need a bigger gut, because we need it to be louder.
Maybe you need to do that. Replace some of those calories.
Fair. So I've been talking this whole, well, half the podcast about just, or most of the podcast actually, about how I'm trying to hustle out here. I'm trying to hustle, and I just feel like us millennials, we get a bad rap. We do. And if you're not a millennial, that's so lucky, because you're not getting the reputation that we all have. But I feel like we're all just like trying to make something of ourselves. And we all have these creative ideas and businesses we want to start. And we live in an age where social media and the internet and all that has allowed us to actually like create and promote businesses. But just because you are good at starting a business and creating something and getting clients doesn't mean you have all of the capabilities to run a business. And so that's why I got interested in HoneyBook, because they know how to basically deal with your business management shit, like client communication, bookings, contracts, invoices, and it's all in one place. A lot of you have written me being like, I have an idea for this, I have an idea for that, like how do I, but I like just feel like I don't have any money and I don't know how to go about it. I don't know how to make a website. I just don't know how to start a business. Most of us are not business minded. I'm actually not business minded whatsoever, which is why I need a team around me to help me with things. I can't do this shit and invoice people all on my own. I can't do all of that on my own. Like it takes an army. And so with HoneyBook, it's a one-stop shop for handling your business. So if you're thinking that you have a great idea for something, but you're holding back because it's the administrative work is so overwhelming, HoneyBook can help you handle all of that. So right now, if you go to HoneyBook right now, honeybook.com, and use my promo code Stassi, you get 50% off your first year. So that's HoneyBook.com. Use my promo code Stassi and you get 50% off is a shit ton of money. You get that off for a whole entire year, 365 days. So if you've been thinking about starting a business, thinking about doing something creative, and you're like, I just don't feel like I can, now you can. So go to honeybook.com, use my promo code Stassi, make your freaking dreams come true, people. So now that I've just bitched and moaned and moaned and complained and probably got myself in trouble.
I am just
looking forward to, like, I'm so excited about my book tour. Like, I have no idea what to expect. I'm nervous. I'm like all of these things that I've said before, but I'm like really excited because the first week of May, I get like, I told you this. Yeah. I'm like, I need you to try and not contact me for 1 week. I'm going to tell everyone in my life this, meaning professionally wise.
Right.
I want to be able to have 1 week where I don't have to worry about anything.
I think it's actually really funny too, because recently I texted you and I was like, just freaking do this thing for me and I promise I won't bug you for one whole week. And I laughed out loud when I sent that because it was actually really real. Like, all I can promise you is 1 week.
Great.
Otherwise, other things are going to come up.
Fantastic. So I just want 1 week. The beginning of May, May 1st to May 8th,
right?
My book tour will be over. I'll be back. I'll have 2 days to chill. Then I'm going to Paris with Katie, Brittany, and Lala.
I'm so jealous. / The other side of our deal of me not contacting you is getting me my favorite lip gloss.
I will 100% lip balm.
Lip balm.
I will 100% do that for you.
Yep.
I just, and this is like all I can talk about with Beau now, like, I'm like, I just really want to go. I just need to get there. Like, I need to get there and like not be on my phone unless it's to Instagram story.
Right.
Like, that's it. I just want to Instagram story. Enjoy Paris with, like, everyone's getting married. Katie, I know, is, you know, she's about to move into a house. I feel like she's going to get pregnant soon or something.
I hope so. Bring on the babies.
Bring on the babies. Lala and Brittany are engaged. So, yes. Like, they're about to get married. I feel like this might be like the last like,
no,
kind of, I don't know, kind of, you know, European, at least, like European girls trip where right. we can, I mean, when someone has a baby, that gets really hard.
That's true. It might be the last for a little while, but I know a lot of moms who make it a priority to have like a girls trip every year. And I think that's so cute and something that I want to do when I have kids.
Yeah.
Just to give you those few days. But I agree, like at least for the first few years, it's going to be hard to leave kids.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And we all have different things going on.
Right.
It's, you know, it's, we're not... Yes, we have the same job, but it's also a bunch of different jobs.
We're all doing different things.
So yeah. it's hard to coordinate. Most mm-hmm. of our trips happen at the last minute, or it's like someone's birthday. And so we're like it's their birthday and we know it's their birthday coming up.
Right.
This is like a trip for just four chicks going to Paris, my favorite place in the world, having girl fun. I got an Airbnb where we all have our own room.
Which arrondissement are you in? Do you know?
It's a little farther off, but it's still close enough where it's like walkable to everything.
Okay.
I mean, to me, all of Paris is walkable.
It really is.
We're on the right bank, which is my favorite.
Okay.
So it's like, I know where I'm at, but like one of our main things was like, let's all have our own room. So it's not like we're older now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we're not 25 anymore.
Personal space.
We all have different schedules of how like our body clocks work and like what like we want to do and all those things. Like we're adults. We can like go on this trip and have each of our own rooms and like try and do this together.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to fucking go. And then just literally just tell everyone who tries to email me to fuck off.
I'm so jealous.
I'm jealous. I would be jealous of me too. Sorry. That's what I meant. Yeah. Like before you came here, I was just on YouTube and I just like typed in Paris documentaries and I've just been like, it ended up on like random like vloggers. Like,
dude, whatever.
Things, and I was just watching like random people who have like YouTube channels in Paris. And I'm like, oh my God, I am so in the zone right now. And what's the best is that Brittany and Lala have never been.
Oh, I was going to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. And Katie and I have gone together before, but I've gone a couple times after that. So like we both know exactly how to show them around. And I'm just like, oh my God, Katie and I are just going to be able to like, the control freak in me is like really excited. Basically,
are you guys gonna do the touristy things so that they get kind of the tourists?
Yeah, but we know how to do it efficiently.
That's true.
I know how to do all of the touristy things efficiently now, so it doesn't take as much time and you can actually feel like you've experienced the city,
right?
Like I'm not going to say as a local, because like I hate when people say that, like I want to experience as a local. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to go and experience a European city as a local. But like that's really hard to do. So like you do have to see those touristy things. That's all important. That's important to see over and over again. I'll never get sick of the fucking Eiffel Tower. I'll never get sick of Notre Dame. I'll never get sick of the catacombs. Like I'm never going to get sick of that. I am thrilled. Versailles. I'm thrilled. And Brittany texted me the other day and was like, oh my God, I'm saying it in her voice. It was text, but I just envisioned this. I was literally driving my car to like get my eyebrows threaded. And she's like, oh my God, I just realized we're only 30 minutes away from the real Versailles. Can we go there? And because, you know,
yes.
she said in the press and in public that they're getting married at the
Versailles
Castle in Kentucky.
Yes.
That's modeled after the real Versailles, which mm-hmm. I know in a past life I was a cobbler at 100%. I was a cobbler there. So like I'm like, Brittany, I already have the tour guide, I like private tour guide for us, that like I have this all handled. Don't even stress your little brain. I'm gonna make Versailles such a magical experience for you. Having two new people come who've never been to Paris before, it's like I feel like, yeah, I'm giving birth all over. Like,
you're going to see it through new eyes. You're literally, mm-hmm. you know how moms are like, when I have a baby, I see the world through new eyes.
Yeah.
It's literally what you are going to see and feel.
And what's really funny is that like, as I was watching these YouTube videos, like, you know how like different YouTube videos, they like then go into the next one, whether you chose it or not.
Yeah.
One of them was like two girls that were like, what not to wear in Paris so you don't look like a tourist. And I was dying laughing because I'm like,
so your whole wardrobe?
Oh, when I know how to dress in Paris. Okay. I know how to. I mean, I'm already not like a flashy dresser.
Right.
So like I know I don't have like, I'm not.
I wore a striped shirt in Paris. I'm not ashamed.
Oh, I've done that too. And that's fine. And these girls, it was really funny because they were like, you can wear a striped shirt. Just not everyone in your group at the same time wear a striped shirt.
True.
You can wear a beret, just not everyone else.
True.
You can't wear a beret, a striped shirt, and red lips at the same time. Just so it was just really funny. And I was listening to everything else that they were saying. And I was just picturing Brittany and Lala. And I'm like, oh my God, we're all going to be so extra. Like, it's going to be like Spice Girls coming to Paris.
It's
like,
going
to
be so Brittany good.
Brittany with her perfect boobs, her cute fucking accent, her long, awesome, natural hair. Lala with her extraness and her like awesome designer fucking
Gucci,
everything.
Gucci, Gucci.
And like just being so like Beyonce and on point in the best way possible.
Yes.
And then me and, you know, Katie has like her own like awesome alternative style. And like it's like kind of.
She's cool and like punk
edgy.
Rock.
She's edgy, but yeah. Still glam at the same time.
Also perfect hair.
Perfect hair too. Yeah, I know. I'm like, we're going to be a walking tourist sign. Like, I expect one of our iPhones to be stolen. At least one.
Maybe leave some stuff at home. Leave like a credit card at home. Leave Don't carry your passport.
Definitely not. But I am, I am very fucking excited to be a Spice Girl in Paris and not respond to emails and take a breather and like drink red wine at lunch. Walk around like a million miles a day
with a baguette in your purse,
with a fucking baguette, and not feel bad about eating bread.
No, your book will be out by then. You won't be nervous anymore.
I know.
You can gain all the weight back.
Totally. So it'll just be really.
I'm so jealous. I promise. I'm putting it here to the public, to everyone. I promise I will not email you or text you during that time unless it is really important.
Yeah, well, I'll give you like three different categories of what is important,
but also just a reminder to get me my lip balm too, because it's only available in Paris.
That's a
and
fair
it's
text
super
to
cheap.
Send. That's a fair text to send.
And granted, when I was in Paris last summer, I didn't think that this would happen, but you and I were texting a lot, and you were telling me where to go and what to see, and it was like,
because it's
fun.
More fun to talk about that than it is work.
I know, but it was fun to have someone at home who was like excited for what I was doing and telling me where to go. So that was really cool. Also, I'll never forget the very first time I saw the Eiffel Tower. It was when I was leaving the Louvre and we were walking like through the little fields, like out to the main street to cross onto one of the middle like islands. And I just saw it like peeking through the trees. It doesn't matter how many freaking times you go to Paris. The Eiffel Tower is magical.
We're going to go. We're literally going to make them walk there every night.
It's beautiful.
And see it during the day, like every day.
And like from the bridge and the twinkly lights.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the fucking best.
I'm glad you get to go there after all this madness, because I know that's like your happy place.
And it's the perfect way to just like end it. And I love girls trips. I thrive on girls trips.
Do you think Bo is having FOMO?
This is the one time you can laugh. It's okay. This is the one time I feel like
I just know that's a theme right now.
It's not a theme right now. It's a theme forever. Always. It'll always be a theme. Bo has FOMO. I have JOMO or BOMO.
He's going to have. Oh, that's cute. He's going to legit have FOMO.
I don't think he will with this because girls trips are different.
Because he's going to hang out with Rob all weekend.
He's just gonna,
all week.
I just feel like he knows how much I love girls trips, and we're all so fucking innocent. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's like, I'm not going with any skanks that are just like.
I don't think
like,
he would be afraid of you doing anything. I think he would be like, I want an Aperol spritz too. Where's my Kir Royale?
Actually, he might get FOMO. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. You're right.
Mainly just
and
like wanting
Europe.
To be there.
He loves Europe so much.
And he loves hanging out with the girls.
Yes. He actually likes hanging out with the girls, I feel like, more than guys' nights.
Yeah.
Every single time all the girls are together, he's like, what are you guys talking about? Can I come? Like in Vegas, he was around us in our hotel room while the guys were downstairs gambling. And I'm like, okay, now when I want you around at like fucking 3 a.m, that's when you're not around. But when I don't want you around, when I'm like, I'm really enjoying my girl time, I'm like, go off. go off. It's like, you know what? It's like the hard to get thing. I just need to always just tell him, like, I don't want you around. And then he's just constantly going to want to be around me.
I mean, reverse psychology.
I don't know.
There's none of the other boys want to talk to me about Lady Gaga. Like, that's only a bow thing.
That's so cute.
So,
oh, hey. He's the best. And I got so much hate for that fucking episode. But you know what? It was real.
That is
and
real.
And it was authentic. And I don't, you know, one of the main things I decided when I started doing reality TV was like, you have to just be honest, even if it's ugly.
Right.
So like, if you're not honest about like what's really going on in your life and what you're fighting about or like what's good in your life, you have to just be honest about everything. It can't, no one wants to just, you can't open your life to an audience just to see things are great.
Things are so great.
You
I
need
love
to be able to
this.
Show everything.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, Bo's the best.
But I also love that you guys actually talk it out.
I mean, you know, I credit him with that.
Me
He's
too.
He's way better.
Because I know how you get.
Yeah. No, I'm just like yell and I'm like, I see red and like, I can't.
There's
I can't.
Your reptilian brain.
My reptilian brain right there. I am very familiar with the reptilian brain.
But so. You've gotten better.
No, I know I have.
I've seen it.
No, it's been a good 6 months since I've had like a reptilian brain freak out.
Knock on wood.
No, well, I mean, I'm sure that's going to happen again. I'm not saying it's not like never going to happen again.
Right.
I know I'm going to have a freak out at some point, but I've just been.
You're aware of it.
Way calmer, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Khaleesi's, thanks for letting me bitch the whole entire time. Please go follow Lo at Lo French 3. And everyone, let's take care of our mental and emotional health because that shit's important.
And each other.
And each other.
Support your Khaleesi's.
And please buy my book.
And please buy Next Level Basic.
Please buy Next Level Basic.
And please show up to
and
the
please,
book door.
Please like it. Please. And just lie to me if you don't. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.